KFYL, Lubbock's First News. It's 8:08 with Tom and Laura. Thanks for being along with us. All last week, we were asking people to go by and make donations to CASAs for CASA. Of course, CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. They're volunteers advocate for kids that are in the foster system. They're the eyes and the ears of the courtroom, outside of the courtroom, and inside the courtroom, they advocate for the child's wants, needs, desires, and what the best situation for the child may be.
Right.
So it's a really important situation, especially if a kid doesn't have anybody to advocate for them. Now, we're going to be visiting with the winners of two of the aid houses. Of course, the replica KFYO building, or a knockoff of the building that was downtown decades and decades ago. And then also the Lowe's Home Improvement Center. But we before we get there, we want to say thanks to, you know, the people that really hooked us up and helped us out. Because our job, Laura, was really the easy part of it. Because we just had
Who,
to talk.
You and me? Yeah, yeah, we had way easy. We just talked about
it.
Yeah,
we just talked about it. But thanks to Clint over at Lowe's Home Improvement, because they furnished, mm-hmm. you know, the majority of the materials. Now, some of the materials they didn't handle. Or they could have got by special order, but it would have taken so long to get, you know, some of that stuff. But anyway, so thanks to Clint over there. Also, Guitar Center provided some recording equipment for the KFYO studio mm-hmm. house that hooks into an iPhone or a computer or something like that. It's called an iTrack Studio. Now, the guy who's really the brains behind all of this deal was Mike Webb from Stone Ridge Group. Did a fantastic job putting all this stuff together, got his subs together and the people that he works with on a regular basis. So if you got to go out there and see the houses, it's amazing what kind of craftsmanship he puts into a playhouse. So just imagine definitely. What he can do with your house.
Absolutely.
All right. We had, one of the winners was of the Lowe's Home Improvement Playhouse. Her name is Marilyn McMillan. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
All right. Now, Laura, she's got an interesting story. Why don't you tell us why you signed up to win the building and what the story is?
When I saw all of the promos on TV and heard on different radio stations, I wanted to do this to sign up because I'm familiar with CASA. I have a niece who worked with CASA in Dallas.
Nice.
But my mother died 5 years ago. She was almost 100, but she was a real lover of children. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to do a memorial to her. And I could think of no better way than to maybe support CASA through buying one of the raffle tickets. And it was certainly a surprise that I even won. I didn't expect to.
Have you ever won anything before?
Maybe a hammer.
All right. So obviously you don't have kids of your own. Well, not kids that would be small enough.
No, not at home.
Yeah. So what are you going to do with the house if you can't use it? I mean, personally.
My choice is to give this, to donate it to a community neighborhood ministry that works with children after school.
Okay, which charity are you looking at, you know?
I'm looking at a United Methodist church that I'm familiar with.
Right, okay. So that'd be good. So you've contacted them and you're going to work that out?
I've contacted them. We're still negotiating. That's going to be something they could do.
Nice.
They were quite pleased.
Well, if they turn it down, let me know. Because I have a ministry, too, that I'd love to use it for. I doubt they'll turn you down, though.
No.
That's a very generous offer.
Surprised and pleased.
Yeah.
I just need to go by and visit.
Yeah. They will love it.
Hey, appreciate you coming in and joining us this morning. I know you had to get up early to do so.
Oh, I get up early every morning, so thank you.
All right, that's Marilyn McMillan. She's the winner of the Lowe's Home Improvement Playhouse in the Casas for Casa. By the way, Laura, just for numeric purposes, mm-hmm. I think between the KFYO house and the Lowe's house, I think we had 534 tickets purchased for one and 517 purchased for the other.
You're kidding. Really?
Yeah.
Because total ticket sales were like 1,500?
No, no.
Was it more than
that? I'm not sure. I know that the total haul was like 15,500 on ticket sales. Now, that's not including sponsors and donations mm-hmm. and stuff like that, but ticket right. sales. So thanks to KFYO listeners, we
absolutely
got about one third of the kitty there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal. So anyway, we're going to be back with winner of the KFYO Casa for Casa with a young lady who I actually met a week ago yesterday at Market Street.
Oh yeah,
while we were watching the final moments of the World Cup final.
Oh yeah,
and we're actually talking about the houses. And then she goes back and actually wins. Her name is Callie Campbell. We'll be back in just a minute. It's 8:15. And 19 minutes after the hour, Tom and Laura on Monday. We've been talking about Casas for Casa all last week. We were asking you to go by 82nd and Frankfurt United Supermarkets parking lot and see the 8 buildings that were on display there and make a donation. Of course, mm-hmm. Casa is an organization, court-appointed special advocates, and if you are a CASA, you represent a child in the foster system and advocate for them, trying to help them make the best decisions and fend for them in court with a judge.
Right.
So it's a very, very, very important organization.
Right. And it's an organization that has training for volunteers. And the next CASA 101 is scheduled for August 14th from 5:30 to 6:30. And so if you're interested in being a volunteer, all you have to do is contact CASA of the South Plains, and they can answer any questions you may have about that. And they do need volunteers. There are a lot of kids out there who do not have a CASA, an advocate for them.
Right.
And so a lot of spaces to fill. So if you think you have a heart for children, this would be a good place for you to volunteer.
Big old Western howdy, and thank you to people that really helped us out. Lowe's Home Improvement, providing a lot of the materials. Guitar Center, helping with the sound isolation stuff for the KFYO building. That actually, it was a little recording studio. So they did all the sound isolation material and the iTrack studio that plugs into, say, an iPad or a computer or a laptop or whatever. Now, we might also add that both of these buildings that we did were air-conditioned. And big thanks to Mike Webb of the Stone Ridge Group, custom home builder and home repurposer and upscaler, did a fantastic job of putting all this stuff together on a dime. If you had not been by to see those, man, you missed a real treat, but you can go to the CASA website and check out all the photos. Yeah, the KFYO building was actually a knockoff kind of replica of this old Deco building that was downtown decades and eons ago. And as I had previously mentioned, I actually was sitting down trying to cool off a week ago yesterday. At Market, or not in Market Street, but that's actually United Supermarkets, but in kind of like the sit-down area where you have the food and drinks and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. We were trying to recuperate and hydrate and everything, watching the last few moments of the World Cup final. And there is, sitting with her mom, and I think grandparents, was this young lady. And my wife said, have you guys been out there to see the houses? And they said, oh, yeah, we saw them, but, you know, we're going to go by and look at them and whatnot. And that happened to be a young lady named California with a K, Campbell with a C, just like the soup. Also known as Callie. How are you, girl?
Good.
Good. All right, so you went out there on that Sunday and you were checking it out and everything. You were there with Mom and Grandma and Grandpa. So how many tickets did you buy at this thing?
13
tickets.
Lucky 13.
All right, so when did you buy your first ticket?
It was that Sunday.
That Sunday.
So it was a week ago yesterday.
I bought three, and then I asked my mom if I could buy five with the 20 she owed me, and then I begged her for another five, and so I got 13 tickets in.
Good girl.
Nice.
You made a very important donation to a very important cause. You helped other children. Does that make you feel good inside?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it makes you feel even better that you won the house, right?
So, why did you, like, decide to vote on the KFYO house?
Because I like to sing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. A future recording artist right here.
Now, basically, so what it is now, you have your own personal recording studio / doghouse.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a dog?
Yes.
Oh, yeah? That dog's going to love that new doghouse, right? Can he fit in it?
Yes.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Girl.
What's her name?
Polka Dot.
Oh, yeah? And she'll fit in the doghouse?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of dog is she?
She's a rat terrier.
Oh, yeah, she'll fit. Definitely.
It's like cool. The Taj Mahal for a rat terrier.
And your house is air-conditioned, too. So that's kind of cool. Literally. Very cool. That's nice.
So,
what kind of music do you like to sing?
All kind.
Do you? Yeah. You'll have fun recording in there.
So, when you went out there on Saturday before the drawing, you bought some of the tickets last minute, yes?
Yes.
Within only 10 minutes of the drawing.
Nice. Well, my mom was a little bit upset because my mom had registered for some friends of hers, great-grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to win for them. Steeler. okay, so this is kind of a cool thing. Right after the drawing, I received this text message from Melissa Pierce, who is kind of like the outgoing promotional person. David McVeigh is stepping into her position. But it was kind of interesting because I got this picture, and your mom is standing there in front of the house, if you look at this, and you're kind of airborne. Both feet off of the ground. So when they actually drew your name and they were doing this, you know, I guess Channel 11 was out there doing a live shot.
Mm-hmm.
But Melissa told me that it was really neat because this was her last event and it was David's first event. But they've never had a kid that was present that won.
I heard you squeal. On the news. It was awesome.
Yes, I did.
I said, oh, she's actually there. That was so exciting. I'm glad you were there in person to win that house. That was fun. It was fun for us to watch you win.
She also, Callie just came out from CASA. She was actually in CASA, involved in CASA for the last year.
Oh,
really?
Nice.
That's another reason why we wanted to participate.
Okay, great.
Fantastic.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Well, good for you.
That's awesome. When you become a famous singer, will you come back on our show?
Yes.
Good. Will you give us tickets to your show?
Yes.
Okay. We would love to come see you perform someday when you're famous.
All right, Callie. Well, thanks for being with us this morning. And when are they going to set the house up, do you know?
Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
Wow. That would be today, tomorrow, or the next day?
Yes.
You already have a
are
place for it in the backyard?
Mm-hmm. You just have to take down the fence.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's all right. Fences go right back up. No problem.
Take it down, drive it in, put it back up. It'll be awesome.
Then you're going to have a party and have your friends over and all that cool stuff?
Yes.
Yes.
That's neat.
Well, congratulations and thank you for helping other kids by donating to CASA.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for being here, girl. Appreciate you.
And again, if you would like to be part of CASA, put August 14th on your calendar. 5:30 to 6:30 is the next CASA 101. And of course, you can always go to CASAofthesouthplains.org for more information on CASA. Find out how you can help, how you can donate, or how you can be a volunteer and actually have hands-on experience, supporting these children.
Yeah.
They need more and more volunteers. There really is a desperate need for more volunteers for CASA.
Yeah, it's a really good cause too. Mm-hmm. That's really neat that that Callie was serviced by CASA and then made a donation and actually won the CASA for CASA. That's cool.
That's wonderful.
You know, I guess my mom will be happy about
she'll
that,
be,
too.
She'll get over that disappointment. Yeah.
Well, she did anyway, but, you know. Hey, thanks for being here, both you, Marilyn McMillan and Callie. Appreciate you being here. Leslie, thanks for coming with her.
Sure.
Or delivering her to us.
Sure.
You'll have a great rest of your summer.
I'm sure that they will. Hey, it's 8:28. Good morning. Chad Hasty is coming up next. Thanks for being with us. Don't forget the lunch special of the day today at Catalina's Authentic Mexican Restaurant. Taco, enchiladas, rice, beans, drink, and dessert. $8.50 plus tax, 34th Street and Avenue P. Have a fantastic day. See you later. Bye.